I'll start with one story that I've always heard during my childhood days. My mother had a sister, and their mother died when they were, my mother was a baby, and she was the oldest one. Her Indian name was Walla Walla Po. She was about 12 years old, and Indians from here used to go in bands hunting. They'd start here end of July and be over there all winter. It was hard. And this girl, my aunt, overheard them, some relations, and she told her grandmother, I want to go to buffalo hunting. I want to go with the bunch. It's too hard for you, but she couldn't convince her to. Anyway, she wanted to go. She was kind of stubborn and, you know, had her own way. That's what my mother used to. I want to go. And she had a gentle horse. Grandma said, all right, I'll get you ready. You can go. They started up here at South Fork. That's where they used to start and take the trail over in this Purse Trail. That's one trail south of here, going over to Montana. And then another trail is over north here, Lolo Trail. They had two trails, but this is the way they used to start, right from here, Nez Perce Trail. Well, she got ready and she went with some relatives, and it used to take about probably over 2 weeks to get over to Bitterroot Country, where they used to hunt. And beyond that, during when the weather was good yet, they hunt on the plains there for buffalo, camp around. Well, they got over there, and about when they were about 2 weeks there, probably September, first part of September, there was a couple, newlyweds, they wanted to come back home. They got ready and she overheard them, my aunt. And she wanted to come, see how she was, her own ways. The couple told her, well, you have to ask the lady that takes care of you. We couldn't just take you. So she did, her relative. The lady said, well, if you think you want to go, it's all right. I'll make your lance roots and things. And it's a hard trip. It's going to take you a long time. But if you want to go, you go along, take care. Early the next morning, they left, three of them. She had a nice gentle horse, bay one. She had her blankets and everything, clothing and lunch. They went for all day, you know, traveling west to the plains there. And they'd come to creeks. Bitterroot Valley has the streams and trees. But they were beyond that, beyond Cladhead Reservation. So they came all day late in the evening. She told them, my saddle is loose. My saddle blankets are going backwards. I want to get off and fix it. All right, they said, we'll go slow and wait for you, see? She got off. Good thing she had a gentle horse, not, you know, want to go and follow. Just gentle, tame horse. She got off and took her long. She was 12 to head to fix her saddle blanket. And she looked and saw them right. There's a bench. And then pretty soon she looked. There were no place to be since she knew they went down the draw anyway. Anyway, she took that direction where she last saw them. After she got her saddle. And when she got to this place, a bench, she looked, there was a draw down there. She couldn't see them anywhere. They just went ditch her and they just galloped away, hid somewhere, went down the draw and other way and just left her. And she was just lost, a little girl like her, and she just kept on the way they traveled. She just traveled. She was lost then, just wandered around, didn't know what to do. For 2-3 days, she had little nuts, good thing, and she'd just go to sleep on her horse or else get down. And if there's any brush there, she'd tie the rope or rawhide rope to stake the horse or hold it. Good thing the horse was gentle. And one morning, now this is where she's going to have her, she's getting exhausted. Everything is changed, you know, she's getting very weak. Early she was sleeping. All at once you saw bright lights like you've seen northern lights, but brighter like rainbow from the east coming. Real bright. That was the vision she had. And there was near there was a pond used to be water there in the spring, but no more. And buffaloes wandered around there during when the water was there. But it was dry now. There was no buffaloes there. But they had spirits there anyway, the tracks and everything. Pretty soon, she saw a handsome man standing there along that dried up pond. Girl, now he's talking to her. You are going